This is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I'm here with some very special fourth grade students, and they are going to share their ideas about technology in their lives. And first, sir, what's your name?
Alex Xavier Contreras.
And Alex Xavier, what would you like to talk about?
Stop motion.
And what is stop motion?
It's when you make movies with Legos, little people, or any little toys that you have, and then you can just make a movie. You have to move it, and when you make the movie, while moving it, it moves by itself. It doesn't show your hands or nothing. When you move it one by one.
And you have a movie in front of you that you've made, is that right?
Yes.
And what happens in your movie that you've made? Can you tell me what happens in it?
Well, there was two boxers fighting, and then they fell, and then they just disappeared. And someone just ran away because this was crazy. And then someone was stealing a ruby, but then a police officer stopped him. And then there was other people, bad guys, trying to help him. And then Iron Man comes in, and he starts shooting them.
And how did you make all of this stuff happen? How did you do it?
Well, I was taking pictures of them moving one by one. And it's really easy. You just have to, like, pick it up or move it around. You can put them to sit down, and it just does it really quick. Or you can use it, and you can make it not really that fast. If you want it slow, then you can go to where it shows a gear, and then you press the button that shows a minus, and then you can keep going as low as you wanted to.
So, and when you're making it slower, you're changing the frames per second, is that right?
Yes.
Very good. And this movie, how many frames per second is your movie right now?
3 frames.
You're on 3 frames per second? Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about Stop Motion app. It looks amazing. Thank you, sir. Next, hello. And what's your name?
Ulises.
And?
Nathan.
And what do you guys want to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
Well, what is Liquid Sketch?
Liquid Sketch is something that you could use, like, make something on it, like you could publish to the wall and make, like, little cartoons and everything. So how you use it is that you put out the painting, pick any color. I'm going to pick blue, and I'm going to make a car.
And while he's drawing his picture in Liquid Sketch, Nathan, what kinds of things have you made in this app?
I made the school, a racing team, a zombie apocalypse.
You did? And when you're done, what do you do with your work when you're done making something in this app? What do you do next?
I publish it to the wall so everyone in my class can see it.
And how do you take it from this app, from Liquid Sketch, and how do you publish it to the internet? What do you do?
So you take a picture of it.
How do you take a picture of it?
Like, you put the home button and the sleep button, put it at the same time. It takes a picture.
Okay.
And then you go to the Tech.
First, you have to go to Photos, and then you have to, if you want to edit it or do something to it.
Okay, so sometimes you edit your images.
Yeah.
And then you go to the classroom website, and what do you do when you go to the classroom website? What do you do then?
You go to the rocket ship,
and then you go to the wall, and then...
And why do you even publish, why do you publish your work to the classroom wall?
So people can see it, like fourth graders. If the fourth graders are moving on to fifth grade, then the fourth graders can come back to the fourth grade wall and then see what we did in Liquid Sketch.
And why do you want people to see your work?
Because they might think that it looks cool, and it might entertain them to do Liquid Sketch.
Very good. How do you feel when people see your work online?
I feel proud of myself because we always make movies and pictures that we know that they'll still be there when we check them out.
Excellent. So you like publishing to the web?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that makes me so happy to hear. Thank you so much for telling me about Liquid Sketch and how you publish it to the internet. Thank you, boys. And next, we have two gentlemen. Can you come a little bit closer? What's your name?
Juan.
Caesar.
And what do you want to talk about?
I stop motion.
Stop motion is fun because you can do anything you want. You can build, well, you can move any figure by any frame per second. And if you want to delete something, you can just hold on it and just drag it.
If your focus is not well, you can press on the.
The gear or the camera?
Yeah, the camera, and you can press on it. And when you like the focus, you can press done. Then you start doing your movie.
Or GIF. There's at the end when you're done, it tells you if you want to make it a movie or a GIF, and that's up to you.
Very good. Well, I have two questions, and maybe if you can come a little bit closer, each of you can answer maybe one of these two questions.
Okay.
The first question is, what is frames per second? Because you mentioned that. And then the second question is going to be, what's the difference between a movie and a GIF?
Okay,
so who wants to go, what do you want us to talk about first?
The GIF, on the GIF, there is no pause button or play button. And on the movie, there is a pause button and a play button.
Do you know any other differences between a movie and a GIF?
A GIF keeps on playing when a movie just stays there, and you have to press it again. Now for the frames per second, is how fast or slow do you want it to go.
And when you make stop motion movies, how many frames per second do you usually use or do you recommend?
We use 2 to watch if like some clips are bad and some are good, and we use 4 for we can look at the movie.
And when you publish your movie, how many frames per second do you like to publish at?
3.
About 3. And when you publish your movie, when you're done with your movie, what do you do with it when it's done?
When we're done, we create a new movie, and the first movie we publish it on the wall.
We try to make it better.
Try to make it better? How do you try and make it better?
The first movie we made had no focus, and then the second movie we made was has more focus on the cars.
And when you publish it, where do you publish it?
On the fourth grade wall.
And why do you even do that?
For everybody can look at our movie, and for we can make new movies. For every time we make a new movie, we can start getting smarter.
And why do you like to publish?
I like to publish because for all of the people can see on the wall.
Very good. And how does it make you feel when people see your movies on the wall?
It makes us feel happy because they actually appreciate us.
How does it make you feel?
Glad that everyone's watching.
Why?
Because not that many people look at the videos on the wall.
No?
Well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your ideas about stop motion. Thank you. Thank you, fourth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology. I have time for one more kid if anybody wants to come up and say anything. Yes, sir. What is your name?
Andres Delgado.
And what do you want to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
Why do you want to talk about Liquid Sketch?
Because you can make varieties of different colors, and you can use your imagination with anything.
And it looks like you got something cool going on right now. What's on the screen?
I mixed up all the colors with water, so it made weird colors.
And when you do something pretty amazing, like you've just done, it looks amazing. What do you do with it after you're done?
I publish it on the wall.
And why do you even do that?
So other people can see what I make.
And why do you do that? Why do you want people to see what you make?
Because I want to see what their reactions.
Yeah. And what do you learn from their reaction?
Some of them really wouldn't care, and some of them would care.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Liquid Sketch. Looks like you're doing great work. Thank you, fourth grade.